Welcome to this presentation on Municipal Resolutions Strategies for Success. My name is Sandy Simon, and I'm the Municipal Resolutions Project Coordinator and Help Desk Coordinator. I began volunteering with CCL in 2012 and was a group leader in the San Luis Obispo, California chapter before becoming a staff member. In 2016, I was successful in getting a municipal resolution passed by the San Luis Obispo City Council. I'm happy to welcome you to this webinar on strategies for passing municipal resolutions. This year, our goal is to reach 100 plus CFD municipal resolutions passed. So let's get started. Learning goals. After this lesson, you should be able to communicate and build relationships with local elected officials and work effectively to pass municipal resolutions in support of federal carbon fee and dividend legislation. I'll guide you through the steps to take to prepare for passing a resolution urging Congress to pass CFD legislation and the things you can do after a resolution passes. This is our agenda for tonight. Why is local support important in passing a CFD resolution? How climate change impacts our community? Where to begin the process of getting a municipal resolution passed? What research is important to do? How to prepare for meetings with local elected officials, how to lobby for passage of your resolution, sharing your success after a resolution passes, and ways to maximize your success. So why do we want support from our local elected officials? When a municipal resolution passes, the governing body is urging Congress to pass CFD legislation on behalf of thousands of citizens. That's why I call it municipal resolutions endorsements on steroids. The effort to enact federal CFD legislation begins at the grassroots level. Congress responds to and prioritizes the will of their constituents. One way we can express our will is through our local municipal governing bodies. Our local councils represent and are close to their communities every day, are attentive to local voices, and can send strong messages on behalf of their entire communities. The more Congress hears from local municipalities, the more attention will be paid to passing CFD legislation. Climate change impacts our cities. Cities and counties have many reasons to be concerned about climate change, especially since impacts are felt locally. Worsening weather is leading to water shortages, sea level rise, air pollution, and worsening health effects such as asthma and allergies, increasingly intense storms, agricultural impacts, infectious diseases, and increased wildfires. All of these strain our local budgets. While national action to lower CO2 emissions is waiting to be passed, cities and counties are bearing the financial brunt of climate change's local impacts. So where to begin? Here are some things your group can do to begin working on passing a municipal resolution. Create a team of people in your chapter who want to work on the project. Having at least one resident of the city you're targeting on your team will provide needed credentials to speak at council meetings. Meet and develop a plan with commitments and assignments for team members. Identify your target. It could be your city council, board of supervisors, or perhaps there is an energy commission which should be lobbied first. Develop a timeline. What can you realistically do and by when? Identify a potential champion on the council who can help you advance your cause. Map your personal connections. Does someone in your chapter know a member of the council or have a relationship with someone through a service club, religious organization, or nonprofit? Find allies for your coalition. Who are people outside of CCL who might be good to take with you to your meetings with council members? Your pastor, a scientist, economist, college professor, and people who are influential to each council member are good possibilities. Also consider influential community leaders who have signed leaders' letters. Consider outside groups which might support you in your efforts. People in environmental organizations, for example, might attend the council hearings when you speak or when the resolution is on the agenda for a vote. And finally, develop a media list with email addresses and draft a press release to send out after your resolution passes. Doing the research. Your research to-do list. Prior to meeting with council members, research the local impacts of climate change. Determine what the economic and health impacts are for your city. What studies and facts can you point to for substantiating data? Where would you go to find this information? In Community, under Take Action, Group Actions, you'll find a section on Research the Local Impacts, which provides a number of helpful tools for learning about the local impacts of climate change in your community. What environmental resolutions have already been passed by your council? Have they voted for a smoking ban, a plastic bag ban, a soda tax? You can cite these when you meet with council members and in your speeches before the council. To find information on environmental resolutions, you can consult with your council staff, search the council's online database, or Google it. Take a deep dive into your city's climate action plan, if they have one. What does the plan say about lowering greenhouse gas emissions? What actions does it prescribe and by when? How will your resolution give voice to the city's plan and go hand in hand with its strategic planning? You can copy and highlight pertinent portions of the climate action plan to use in a binder or packet to give to your council members when you meet with them. You can also cite the plan when you speak before the council and in presentations. Research your council members' past votes. Create a one-page bio for each council member for use at your meetings. Try Googling each member's name to find their public statements. This will give you useful information about their attitudes on the environment and areas that they may have in common with CCL and our proposal. U.S. Climate Mayors. Hundreds of mayors and cities throughout the U.S. have joined the Climate Mayors Coalition. These cities are increasing their visibility as leaders responding to climate change. You can check to see if your mayor has joined. If so, then your chapter may already have a powerful ally or even a climate champion on the council for passing a CFD resolution. The website is climatemayors.org. Preparing for one-on-one meetings. Meet with your council members one-on-one before going before the council. This is a critically important thing to do, and you will need to know whether a majority of the council will vote for the resolution. Many groups have gone to the council first only to discover that they did not have the votes needed for passage. So be sure to have one-on-one talks with each council member to gain a good understanding of where each one stands. This is a critical first step in the process. Prepare an informational binder or packet to give to each council member at your meeting. What things do you want them to know about CCL and CFD? Have a PDF file of the contents available in case it is requested. The binder or folder you create can contain such information as a description of CFD, a proposed resolution, samples of resolutions which have passed, and these can be found on our main website. Under Our Climate Solution at the top right-hand side of the homepage, click on Supporters at the top of the list. That link will take you to the page where you can find state, county, and city resolutions which CCLers have worked to pass. Click on any of the cities listed and you'll be taken to a resolution which can be downloaded and printed. Pertinent portions of your city's climate action plan can be included in the packet, and information on CCL. You can also include the infographic, handouts relating to who supports carbon fee and dividend, and your CCL business card if you have one. You can find lots of useful information in Community under resources, event resources, and fact sheets, and also under resources, endorsement flyers. Decide in advance on your main arguments for passage of a resolution. You'll want to go to your meetings fully prepared to speak to the importance and advantages of passing CFD. For information, go to the main website and click on Our Climate Solution and Why Carbon Fee and Dividend. On this page, you can also connect to the basics, the policy, FAQs, and other resources such as the REMI study to help you prepare for your meetings. Highlight bipartisan support for action on climate. You can point to your MOCs coming together in the Climate Solutions Caucus to talk about climate solutions. If a council member is politically conservative, bring information about supporters such as former U.S. Secretary of State George Shultz, who sits on our advisory board, and other conservatives who support CFD or climate action. Check out the conservative outreach section in Community. There you'll find handouts to help educate and sway conservative members of the council and prepare you to create effective messaging about CCL and CFD. You can include the names of leaders in your community who have endorsed CFD. Get a list of endorsements which have been obtained by your chapter and share the public ones. You can also include the names of cities in your area and state which have passed resolutions. Drafting the resolution. If you have a legislative champion, ask for information on what resolution language works for your city. Share several examples of resolutions from the resolutions page. Oftentimes, staff will select one to use, will write their own, or will collaborate with CCL members on the wording. Aim for succinctness, clarity, and simplicity. Review some of the resolutions which have passed for examples of wording to use. Include language about the severity of the problem and the urgent need for action. Include a description of CFD, its effectiveness, fairness, and economic benefits. You can include scientific data in general terms. Detailed information can be included in an appendix. You can include a paragraph in your resolution directing that it be sent to your congressmen and senators, as well as to other interested parties, such as state legislators, school districts, board of supervisors, and nearby counties. Lobbying for success. Schedule meetings with each council member individually using the information you've gleaned from your research. Find out how long your meeting will be. It's important to ascertain where each of your council members stand on climate and on passing a CFD resolution. Keep your delegation small and pick a primary spokesperson for your meetings. If possible, include a supporter who has access to the council member. Consider resources you may have in your chapter or from a nearby college, faith, or environmental organization, or a Grasstops endorser. Come prepared with information and arguments for CFD. Stay focused on key persuasive talking points. Organization is the key to a productive meeting, especially since this may be the only chance you'll have to connect and build a relationship one-on-one. Do practice runs to prepare for objections and arguments. If you have a team working on the resolution, meet and strategize in advance of the meetings. You can make emotional appeals, but avoid hyperbole. Keep your meeting businesslike and dress professionally for success. Do you have a brief and meaningful story to tell about how climate change has affected you or someone close to you? Your stories make the issue real and relatable. This can be tied to local impacts which affect the health and economy of the community. Appreciate each council member's values. For example, their concerns about open space, clean water, or economic stability from the research you've done. Thank the council member for pro-environmental votes taken in the past. Be respectful, don't interrupt, and never threaten, blame, or raise political affiliations. Handle the conversation in the CCL way, with respect, gratitude, and appreciation. Be a good listener. Opposing council members can provide valuable insights and arguments you will need to overcome. It's up to you to find common ground. Be the go-to person for information on climate-related issues for your council members. Let them know that you're available to answer questions after the meeting and to continue the relationship you've begun building in your time together. If you find a particularly sympathetic council member, such as a climate mayor, explore whether that person would consider being your champion to help you through the process of agendizing and passing your resolution. After all of your meetings have taken place, determine as best you can how your council members are likely to vote on a resolution. Consider what you've learned at your meetings, their past votes, politics, values, and concerns. It's important to have a good sense of whether a majority of the council members are likely to vote for passage. If not, you have work to do to educate your council members, perhaps with a presentation, before going further. Preparing for the council meeting. Become familiar with the council's front office staff. The receptionist and scheduler can be very helpful to you throughout the process. Have a good grasp of the meeting format. How long does each person have to speak during the public comment portion? How do you get your resolution onto the agenda for a vote? Attend a council meeting to gain an understanding of what typically takes place. Select a few articulate and prepared speakers to speak about your main arguments. Look to people in your chapter who have presented as part of the presenter's action team, volunteers who have a specialty in health or economic fields, or anyone who feels strongly about saying a few words on behalf of passage of your resolution. Expect to be limited to very brief statements. Many councils only allow 3 minutes per speaker. Find out from staff what the procedure is for getting your resolution onto a council agenda for a vote. If you have a champion on the council, will he or she make a motion to agendize your resolution? Work for a strong turnout of supporters. Have a specific goal for the number of supporters who will attend the meeting and work to reach that goal. How many people from your chapter will attend and show support? If you have connections to environmental organizations, invite them to attend. Develop a strategy for publicizing hearings when you'll be speaking to the council about your resolution and when it is on the agenda for a vote. Be respectful at all times and avoid partisanship. Don't get lost in technical counterarguments if you're questioned. Treat all questions as serious and important. Success, how do we use it? Once your resolution has passed, update your draft press release to reflect the actual vote of the council. Email it to local media announcing passage as soon as possible, preferably the next day. Radio stations are the most likely to respond, especially your local public radio stations. Have a spokesperson ready in case an interview is requested. Follow up with the city clerk on transmittal of the resolution to Congress. Ask the clerk to email you a PDF file of the fully executed, dated, and signed resolution. Check it over to ensure it is accurate and complete. Upload it to the outreach database so it'll be included on the municipal resolutions page. Send a PDF copy of your fully executed resolution to me at resolutions@citizensclimatelobby.org or sandy@citizensclimate.org. Keep in touch with coalition partners and spread the good news. Use passage of your resolution as an opportunity to build alliances with environmental groups in your area. Explore the possibility of including an article in their newsletters about the successful passage of a CFD resolution by your council. Mention the resolution when writing LTE and op-eds in meetings with your MOCs and to obtain local endorsements. Point your MOC to the resolutions page on the main website after your resolution has been posted. Ask someone on your writing team to submit an LTE about passage of your resolution as soon as possible. Celebrate your victory with your team and chapter. You deserve it. Now consider this. Are there cities nearby which might also consider passing a municipal resolution? What would it take to begin working on that project? Maximizing your success. Once your resolution has passed, help the members of your city council schedule meetings with their members of Congress to present the resolution to them and discuss how they can work together to get it through Congress. Other things your city council members or board of supervisors can do to help us are: ask one or more members of the council if they would accompany you to a Chamber of Commerce meeting and or to an editorial board meeting to explain why the city supports carbon fee and dividend. Hold interviews with local broadcast media to talk about the local impacts of climate change and why they were moved to adopt the resolution. Ask the council members to introduce you to other community leaders, especially those that may have influence with your members of Congress. Ask those who are Republicans to publicly support carbon fee and dividend, such as by writing an op-ed, and to help you reach out to other Republicans. Even in liberal districts, gaining public support from Republicans will help empower their colleagues elsewhere to speak out. Resources. There are many resources available on our websites to assist you in passing a resolution. For a list of resolutions which our volunteers have worked to pass, go to our main website, Our Climate Solution, Supporters, State, County, and City Resolutions. To find information on conservative outreach, go to Community, Take Action, Outreach Actions. For local impacts research, go to Community, Take Action, Group Actions, Research the Local Impacts. You'll find a complete guide to passing a municipal resolution in Community's Take Action Center, Seek Local Resolutions. To watch tonight's webinar, go to Community's Learn Center, Endorsements, Local Resolutions. Contact us. If you have questions or would like to report a resolution which has passed, you can write to me at resolutions@citizensclimate.org or at sandy@citizensclimate.org. I'm here to help. Thank you.